This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? And thank you for listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. This podcast is out every single Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever else you stream your podcasts. It's also out on YouTube on Tuesdays at 7:30. If you are listening on Spotify, partake in the polls, leave a comment. We've also got an additional episode which comes out every single Wednesday where we read out your comments on Spotify. So if you do want to leave a comment and you want it to be read out, you have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. So the podcast drops on Friday. You have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. to leave your comments if you want it to be read out. Anyway, enjoy the episode and follow us on the socials, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Twitter. Or is it the X now? Me na nua. But yeah, enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, this will get out something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
What's happening, people? We're speaking about baby reindeer in this episode. So just letting you know there will be some trigger warnings in terms of certain words being used and accounts from the episode of baby reindeer. So if you haven't seen it, or maybe say watch it before you listen to the episode. If you haven't, you can still listen because there'll be some parts that you'll get. He tried not to put in spoilers, but, you know, Taser Black's still in the building, so that's what he does.
And the triggers are sexual abuse, rape, violence, stalking.
Drug abuse.
Like a whole bag.
So let's not avoid the reindeer in the room. Is baby reindeer a true story? Yes. But Marv has...
How do you know?
The guy who is
you
acting
there,
in it.
Bro.
Wait, hold on.
You
hold on.
Weren't there, bro.
First of all, I'm not claiming I was there. I'm going by the account of the guy who wrote the story.
He's the
guy that plays the lead.
For me,
the only thing,
okay, cool.
Based on the videos that I've seen,
yeah.
The only thing that wasn't real is, you know, the breakdown he had on stage as part of his comedy set. That wasn't real. That didn't happen in real life. He just came to the realization by himself and decided to write the show. And then he just played. He performed the show over time, and that's when it became a thing. And then he decided to make it Netflix. But it was already on, it was a theatre play. And I think he took it to Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Yeah. That's the only thing apparently that's not real. That's fictional. But the rest, with a bit of pizzazz added to it, was real.
For some reason the broadcast is not syncing. They just keep saying connecting, they're not connecting.
Yeah, I'd have to stop it and then start.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah.
What parts of the show did you find? By the way, we're talking about baby reindeer, which is, what would you call it?
It's interesting that because Brent said he had some theories about it. Brent jumps on the podcast every now and then. So it's interesting that it triggered Brent to such a degree that he was like, nah, he's coming to put another.
That's not what happened.
This is not what happened.
I told Brent to come on.
I don't know.
What
do you mean? No, Brent said that. When did you tell Brent to come on?
I called Brent. I said,
exactly. Well, I wasn't saying
something
to that. Am I looking at me like I don't know,
bro?
What's going on here, bro?
That's
how
I'm about to intro. Wait, you didn't even let me intro the thing.
Why am I going to let you intro if I didn't know?
What?
What's going on? If you had a private conversation with someone.
No, but you've made a point.
And Brent said,
no. Wait, Marv, why are you getting angry?
Because
you made a point.
No,
you made a point, and I'm telling you, that's not what happened.
I'm sick of this shit.
What's going on?
Where's my biscuits, man? I'm not even feeling well enough, man. Man, number one. Number one, I'm mad you made me watch that shit because this brother said to me, "What's Baby Reindeer?" I'm mad I watched that, bro.
Why are you mad? Why are you mad?
The thing wound me up, man. You know me already. I don't like.
That, no, I know, but you got.
Brother, I'm vexed.
But to add context, wait, hold on. Let me add context for the listeners. Yeah. So we're watching. It was advertised to me as a dark comedy, but let's call it a drama, and it's about a man.
Where was the humor,
bro? He's a struggling comedian. Dealing with a female stalker and he's forced to face a dark, buried trauma.
Mm.
Yeah? Cool. 7 episodes, Netflix. The lead, the guy who wrote it and starred in it, his name is Richard Gard. Plays Donnie Dunn. But yeah. They've said it's intense, menacing and twisted.
Who?
Netflix. Would you agree?
Who said that?
Netflix.
What's the word, sorry?
Intense, menacing, and twisted.
It's intense.
I think it's twisted to a degree. Because the more that I speak about it, I realize that I have to be very careful when I say this, yeah. There's a lot of scenarios he found himself in that he kind of put himself in.
All right, let's start with the hot take.
Even that's a dangerous line.
Let's start, I know it's a dangerous
line.
Let's
start with the hot take.
Cool, go on.
All right, we're pronged, give a hot take, right, before we delve into this. My hot take is I have no empathy for that guy. That's my hot take.
I was fuming. Ooh. I'm not going to lie,
That's my hot take.
Because what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I think they're two sides of the same coin.
It's impossible.
So he saw himself in Martha. Martha saw herself in him.
No, I think he's talking about the thing in general, everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my hot take.
That's his hot take, though.
Before we delve further, my hot take is I have no empathy for that guy.
Yeah, so he's fair to say that. So I guess all the points that he makes will lead from 100%. The fact that there's no empathy.
That's
me. I'm looking at the TV. I've never shouted at the TV so much in my life, bro. I've seen bad Arsenal games. I shouted at the TV more. But I'm like, what are you doing? If it doesn't count for what are you doing?
Yeah, it was 100.
But what are you doing? Tap again. Bro, what's wrong with him?
All right, but what I'm saying is based on...
And his babes was fine, man.
No,
you had a nice babes, you know?
No, wait, the context
the one
is what I'm
it.
Hey, when you said he had a nice babes, how are you to clarify, bro?
You're talking about the black one.
Yeah, I'm talking 100%.
As if he
could have gone either way there.
Yo.
I'm not feeling well, you know. He's better just taking advice.
So wait, hold on. So what I took from it, there's better things. Let's just go through.
Even what you did with the mum.
Brother. See that one
with your ex's mum. What are you doing?
No, that
could never run, man. Even my ex lived with my mum.
No, the mum definitely needed company.
The jacket was brazy, though. I would have taken that too. Thank you. The yellow was thrown out of it.
Hey, that was mad.
That's free board.
Yeah, it's true.
Free board
in London.
But that's allowed him to kind of just sink into that sunken place that he ended up being in.
No, but it was in there already.
No, but no. I'm talking about, you see, if I'm my girl's mum's here, then my girl moves out and she's my ex, whatever. Her mum's not saying you can stay.
That's what I'm saying. No,
exactly. Mine, so yeah. That's lighting. That's putting a battery in my back.
But you know, the maddest thing is, in that program, it made you realize that everyone was hurt in a different way.
Yeah,
the mum was hurt because the son passed, and that was him being around was like a man in the house, or maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The missus was hurt because of him powering her, but she didn't understand why until, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He was hurt because of what happened of, let's say whatever, what's the name again?
Martha.
Martha was hurt because of what happened.
Her upbringing, yeah.
So everyone's been affected, but there's different levels to it. Even the trans babe was, something happened to her. Because remember, I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it. We're going to divulge into certain things, but let me not...
No, speak freely, man.
No, I don't want to do a mad spoiler, but I'm saying this. Even the thing that happened to her in the pub and you saw her sitting there, that was a moment of realisation that...
Society hasn't
accepted her.
And also her man.
Yeah.
That was time for her man to step in. Same with the train scene.
He did kind of step in, though. He did back
it. It was late, though. He backed it late.
No, she was talking smoky and she got beat up.
Bro,
yeah,
I understand, but at the same time,
I'm a therapist. Let me talk to her. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, but remember, he didn't explain how.
Boom.
Yeah, but he didn't explain how mad, and also his input. You know, one of them ones when you get caught out and you don't explain your what you've done. You've been entertaining this stalker, bro. Like, you see, is it the first or the second time when they left the pub and then he went to her yard to see where she did, because he just didn't understand why she was so invested in him, and then his phone went off. And that's where she thought, yeah, you're stalking me too. All right, cool.
I would have denied that.
Denied what?
What? I would have asked.
So,
what are you talking about? I heard your phone go off.
She saw you.
No, she didn't see him.
She did.
She didn't see him.
She saw him.
She didn't see him. She got home, opened her laptop, messaged him.
Yeah, heard the notification.
Heard the notification, and then, but she won't get into the window before you got out there. Come on, man. We've seen the character, bro. She won't get into the window before you got there, bro.
Hey. Okay, let's go with the fact that she saw him.
No, she didn't.
I need to know what the email said after. I'm sure she saw him because the email said something.
Yeah, something about the stalker.
Yeah, she saw it. Yeah, yeah.
But then remember, he could have
denied it. Cool, but he didn't. Mm. He's like
Remember, he said it because a part of me wanted to get caught.
Also, I think a part of him liked it.
A part of him, of course, he did.
Like the attention from her.
Yeah, because
Remember, I'm saying that's we're going through the episode.
The show's a mess, bro. Like the show is a big mess, bro.
I think it's well written, man. It shows.
I don't think it's well written.
Why?
I think with the show, I see Tolly said 10 out of 10. I'm like, no. Obviously, that's her opinion. I'm not saying get on Tolly, but I'm just like, and I've seen so many other people talking about this show, and I'm like, there's certain moments that get you, but it's like, if this wasn't in front of me, I wouldn't believe this is happening. It's there's certain things that are so far-fetched to me, I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But because certain things are involved, you can't question whether it's far-fetched or not because it might have actually happened. I don't know. It's an unraveling mess, bro. It's just a mess.
All right, cool.
When you think he's at the other side, he's back in it again.
But I don't think he wanted to be out. Also, it does kind of show you the relationship people have with trauma. I think people think one day it's just going to go. It doesn't work like that. I guess I can't speak for him, but what I got from what I was watching is that it's an unraveling mess. Like, there's a point where you get to the point where you think, yeah, I'm good. And then one day it just hits you again. And it's work in progress. I think at some point you reach a point where it's like, even for example, where he was, this is very honest of him as well, where he said, this is going to be a spoiler. So if you don't want to hear the rest, please fast forward.
No, what's going on here?
No, because it's
no. The thing is, you know, you can speak about it, but not bait up the thing. You know.
Okay, so something happens to the woman.
What woman?
The stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then his life becomes peaceful again.
Okay.
When he's in that moment of peace, he's like, "Nah, it's too quiet."
No. He was fine.
Yeah, but then he reached the point where he was like, "Nah, this is too quiet."
Nah, he was fine. It's when she rang him back again.
Rang him back from where?
When he was doing all the shows and everything was going well.
Yeah.
Then she rang him back saying, "Right, your parents are not about that thing, boy." That's when he was like, "Oh my God." But if that hadn't happened, he might have been all right.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's another thing with trauma. I can't speak for people that have gone through certain things, but I feel like there's always something that
triggers
and brings you straight back to where it was. And that's the problem with it. Same thing with people that are maybe alcoholics, gamblers, whatever it is, whatever the vice you have, you get to a point where you're on the other side and you're like, yeah, I'm calm, I'm cool. And then something happens. And then if you're not careful, you're back to where you are.
Okay, so what about him doing the shows, for example? Him did the shows after him having the breakdown. So he started getting booked and busy.
He was happy and he was in a good place.
But then he went back to his agent.
No, but that's at the end.
He still went back though.
I hear that, but that's because of the phone call that she gave him.
So that's what started the...
That started the cycle again. And then remember, because of that, he said that he was going to allow her, but he said that he only went to the police because she threatened his family again. So that's why she went to the police. If remember, he wouldn't have.
Even when he went to the police, he wasn't as honest as he could have been. I guess one, because of the shame that men have in regards to like being the vulnerable one and having to report.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, at the hands of a woman. And there's that shame. And then also
and even the
having to admit
that. Even the policeman said it as well. And he was like, yeah, but you have no physical threat from this woman though. Because he was like, if I was a woman, you'd take this more seriously. And he was like, the policeman was like, yeah, but you're not physically at threat from a woman doing something to you as a man is. So he was like, what? What happens you got a knife?
It's true. So it was the way she grips them up in the alley.
So it's kind of, there is that as well.
Also, I think that kind of, those incidents, I don't know how many, I don't know if his one or others, but it's kind of provoked them to kind of look into the police and say, because remember the policeman said to him, I need an email where she's planning on threatening you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, I've got, there's thousands. He's like, boy, I need one that's threatening. And he shows one. And it says, I'm just an egg or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's like, bro, that's not threatening. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. But even that, imagine you're someone who's going through someone stalking you for so long. And you go to the police and this is what the policeman's saying to you. Like, even that exchange was a bit like, if I was a woman, what do I need to do? Come in with blood pouring down my face for you to believe me. So it is that one is a bit, but I did watch an interview where he did say that when he looked into like the police force and like why they deal with stuff like that. Not to say this is the reason, but shortage of
manpower,
money, cuts, all this.
Even bear cuts. Yeah. Remember when you were younger, you see police all the time. Do you remember that? Basically, mom's got hairdressers in Stratford, yeah? Now, I remember when I was young, I would literally be in her shop, like chilling, like, and there'll be the same police people. A man and a woman used to walk down the road and walk into all the businesses and say hello, like, hello. And they, like, everyone knew these police officers. Like, this is, remember, that's where the thing comes from, beat, officers. Beat.
On the beat, yeah.
On the beat, but their beat is like that road or that, so everyone knew, innit?
Mm.
So you'd always see a policeman somewhere, like, or a car or whatever. Whereas now, there's days, sometimes I can go days without seeing police, you know.
Are you supposed to see one every day or something?
You should really be. Remember, it's a deterrent because remember, when you see police, you're less likely to, you know what, it's police there. It makes people feel a bit safer. Now, for example, Dubai, you don't need police because if I call them, it's a problem. So we don't need to see them here.
Yeah.
Whereas in the UK, like, you don't. And then when you start to listen and hear like Newsnight and them thing there and Question Time, police cuts, bro.
That's a Question Time.
Yeah, Question Time on BBC One.
What are they talking about?
Anything to do with politics, immigration, whatever. They'll have like some of the Labour Party, someone from Conservatives.
And they'll start debating about it.
About debating, and obviously people from the crowd will ask questions, and then you start hearing about police not having funds, this, that. So there's a big thing about it still.
I mean,
so that's why they're saying lesser crimes are not getting the police. And even police judges are saying that they're not going to, if they don't have to put you in jail anymore, they won't. So they'd rather give you a custodial sentence, a suspended sentence, as opposed to a custodial sentence. Because if they give you that, that's taking up space in the prison system. They haven't got the space here.
Yeah.
In America, bare space, throw them all in. Here, they haven't got the space for it. So,
and manpower.
Getting back to Baby Reindeer, and it's like,
we're basically talking about the him going to report the crime and how he reported it.
Did y'all talk about your stalker experiences? Y'all ever been stalked before?
Not to that degree. I've had like a consistent barrage of messages, but not like to the point where I feel like someone's outside my house.
Mm.
Nah.
Do you think you'd be able to handle that level and intensity of stalking and harassment? Or would it turn violent?
What I tell you is this, there's going to be a moment in time where this is going to go left for someone, it's not me. That's all I'm going to say. I'll just leave it there. I bid you adieu.
There's moments where I'm like, change your number, change your email. Obviously not change your yard, but like, some people's stalking experiences. Bro, one girl told me, because obviously off the back of like watching this, loads of girls are telling their own stories. I saw one, the girl said, the guy flew a drone over her yard. Like, he just knew her yard was somewhere there. Man flew and thrown over, and he's just been filming and waiting to figure out which yard she comes out of. Like, all because of a breakup. Don't want to be with you no more.
The only problem is, you're telling the truth.
Yeah, but you're doing this whole, is it true?
Spielberg.
But bro, you just watched the show.
Is it the problem with this program now? It's going to make people start making up was.
But why do you think it's was?
Drone over your yard.
Why do you not feel like
Steven
this?
Spielberg.
Why do you not feel like there's people actually doing this? It all started with a cup of tea, you know.
But let me get this straight. So you just like, so just on this road here, I'm just going to just four motors in the air hovering for time, waiting.
Yeah, because it doesn't cross your mind.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
I apologize.
This guy. So you don't reckon you can say to someone, by the way, I'm fine. Let's not see each other no more, blah, blah. Yeah, and all of a sudden,
a drone's over your yard.
No, but it just takes a turn for the worse. Like every time you go outside, it's just.
No, I hear that. I'm not saying that can't happen. It can happen. But the problem with this Baby Reindeer is that because he facilitated it to a degree, we can't have an honest conversation about it because there's so many things he could have done to stop it way before. So I'm saying?
Like when?
Went to the bus stop. You will freeze out there, my friend. I am not coming out to take you home and give you a cup of tea or not. Nothing, bro.
Is it? You look at that, you just see you must not keep moving.
I'm going to sleep. Like, what? I won't even look out the window. What's going on? Like, how are you not looking back when you're in your... Brother, of all the people, yeah, you know, like when you get agents that follow someone home and you can't see them. You can't see her following you home.
No, I hear you. Someone, there was another discourse online because I think he purposely made her look that way, acting wise, to make it look as if, oh, she's the antagonizer. Da, 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 da. But what if she was actually a good looking woman?
Still the same thing. It would just take longer to set in.
What if she walked in and...
No, when he went to the police station, they said, is there anything...
No. I'm talking about when she walked in.
Is anything sexual happened? All right. Got me, yeah. My job could be sad.
No, from when she walked in.
That would have been the difference.
From when she walked in?
No, remember, she wouldn't have walked in sad like that. And if she did, it would have been different.
Yeah, what would have been different? I'm asking you. She would have walked in sad.
Yeah.
It's the same scenario.
Yeah.
It's just that he now finds her attractive.
But the maddest thing is, he might not have felt sorry for her.
What, if she was attractive?
Mm. He might have just thought she was a sad-looking woman, but that's it. Or she's... What's it called? Resting bitch face. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it's that. It's just, whatever. But, and you know what's mad? The way it started and the way it finishes is exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Because now you're like, wait, is he going to become a stalker?
You
know what I'm saying? At the end, Brent, is he going to become a stalker? Because he was low, she was low at the beginning and he said, do you want a cup of tea? Don't worry, it's on the house. He was low and the dude said, Coke 750, ain't got no money, don't worry. And he looks up, it's like, wait, is this a parallel? Like,
yeah, but I think the parallel there, or the learning, that the lesson that I take from that as a consumer is that this is how easy it is it could start. This is how quick it could start. Like, I think that moment for him is more like a realization stalking. Of, no, potential stalking, as
but
in...
Why? Because I was nice to you.
Yeah, but for some, but you're saying it, yeah, because you're thinking of you.
No, but that's not, the problem with this baby reindeer as well is that I can't lie, it's going to make certain people not be kind.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because if I'm kind to someone, this could happen.
Yes, that's what we're trying to get at. Yes, it can happen. It did happen. All because he offered her a cup of tea. But I do think there's other elements that play a part. Like, he could have just offered her a cup of tea and then went about his shift. I don't think she would have started stalking him from there.
When he offered her that cup of tea, there was a lot of damage that had already been done to him that we didn't know about.
Yeah, so that was added after. So when he bought
it, explains it after, isn't
it? So it wasn't just a cup of tea.
Yeah,
it was the her being a lawyer. Her saying she speaks to high net worth people. Him getting sucked in because of that. Not once did he question. Wait, you're a lawyer.
He did question it.
No, at the time
he did question it.
What do you mean?
He says you're a lawyer, whatever. But he can't afford a cup of tea.
But he didn't say that to her. He just said it.
That's what I'm saying. So he's noticed it.
Yeah, but he still got sucked in. That's why he wanted to...
He just didn't care.
No, but that's what led him to go into her yard.
Man, listen to our podcast, you know. Brother's finished, bruv. That's what I'm saying.
But she was the only one that would replace what the man did for him.
What man?
Fill him with confidence and whatnot.
Yeah, see him
as the person he wanted to be.
Mm.
And nobody else was doing that. So that was his drug now.
Mm.
So she kind of saved him. That's why he needed to, like, I guess, soak her all in, even after she got locked up.
Yeah, you fast forwarded.
No, but I get that.
Yeah, the only reason why I'm doing that is because we've started with the cup of tea, right? But we found out that the cup of tea wasn't where it began.
Yeah.
So I'm now saying, right, because now factor in where we know it began. Then a cup of tea looks different. You have to look at it differently. And all of his actions with her, you have to basically see it from a different lens.
Yeah. Do you see that now?
No, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
No, but I'm saying...
And also, it's sick as well.
This is why I
wanted
you in this conversation, because you would have... You know,
yeah, and the policeman as well.
Like, Spider-Man.
That, in other words.
No,
the
but...
Police, the policeman as well, because even this... Because when at the beginning, he starts with the police station and he's like, yeah, I want to report. So in your mind, You're already judging a policeman, like, as in, police not doing their job, whatever. Like, he's telling he's being stalked. But then you realise he's not telling the policeman everything.
Mm.
It took him 6 months. And why did it take you 6 months? Because you didn't want to come in.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend got attacked. You didn't even say that. You showed You showed them the email that you showed nothing.
Yeah, yeah, the email don't mean nothing.
Because if you've gone in and said, my girlfriend's been attacked, blah, blah, blah.
And even that, let's explore that. So she said, oh, you didn't even tell them that I got attacked.
And he lied.
He said, yeah, I did. She goes, no, if you did, they would have come around. So I think, but I think that's where he realized, you know what, I might actually like having a stalker then.
But I don't, that's what I'm saying. It's what Brent said. He didn't like a stalker. He liked what she represented.
What she gave him.
What she gave him. Because in that, remember when he was at the Fringe Festival, he was sinking, bro. No one cared. But this guy came in and...
Girl.
He's changing...
Girl came in. The woman came in.
No, man. The guy in the Fringe Festival, bro.
What guy?
The quote-unquote agent.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about when he was doing these sets and then the stalker was the one laughing. So he's come in and he's...
And the dangerous thing about that guy, the predator, yeah, whatever, is... Brother, like, you know, like... When you think about abuse or you think about certain things, in your mind, you've got this notion that the person will do it straight away. You've got this notion that the person might be not calculated, but they're just maybe going to pounce. I don't know. But the long game that my man played, and it's kind of like, he kind of left him to, no, you contact me. I'll give you just enough, but then you're going to come back to me. Then any time you come back, I realize, I've got you. But it was dangerous, man. That was a bit... Then him making him take the drugs and... Yeah, nah, man. That's what it's... But from them episodes, I just looked at the TV like, what is this?
Yeah, I think that episode, it needed to be there to show how, I guess, people who this agent represents, this is how they take the piss and how they violate and how they prey on you. But some of the scenes, I'm just like...
Do you know what's sick about them scenes as well? How normal he was.
You don't know if he's normal.
No, you don't get what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. In terms of how nonchalant. He's done that a million times before.
Bro, like he would do...
But I was trying to stand up,
go and wash his hands. It's all right. It's okay.
But then he
went... Oh, the agent.
Bro, then took a shower to come in.
Yeah, but you see,
you see that part? All that and it's just like you're acting like... It's like a mind fuck. It makes you question what's happened. You're like, wait, hold on. Is what happened just happened? Because you're treating like...
That's what them priests do.
You see that yet?
100%.
That's like me slapping you now, yeah? And like, everyone's in the room, I'll slap you.
And
I pretend like nothing happened. I'll say, yes, yeah, what happened?
So you start questioning with,
hold on, whatever.
No, I hear you, but...
So you're going to get mad and then...
That's a particular technique that they, I guess, abusers use. Mm. That scene...
But my thing is, how do you get this technique? I don't want it.
They target. 100%.
It's like, how do you do it?
100%.
They know the target.
But how did you... Bro, like in my mind, I'm looking at it like, hold on.
If something's
happening, like this brother's not even panicking.
Yeah, but those people are those. Whoever that man represents, they're experienced at what they do. This isn't the first time. This isn't the first rodeo. They know what they're doing.
Or maybe someone's taught them, because
they might have suffered as well.
It seemed too taut, bro.
Allegedly, it's like that producer that's brought that case against Diddy.
What was it?
Same vibes.
It must have been taut,
Little Rod,
100%.
Because man was just getting him high, just pushing it.
Bare different drugs.
Man was saying, I'll take half of acid, you take one and a half.
But that's the same as the Jeffrey Dahmer, when my man went to go make the drink in the toilet. You can't come out of the toilet and say, Taser, here's your drink. Mm. In the toilet. No, but these are all things that I say, that you can't be of a certain state of mind for you to see that behavior and be like, okay, this, I'm in a... I'm saying,
yeah, but you see when I talk about getting high and taking certain drugs, this is why I would never do shit like that.
No, but you wouldn't be in an environment like that.
You don't understand what I'm saying, because when you take drugs or you do certain things, for example, like certain parts of your mind open up that you didn't even know was there, bro. That's why, for example, like obviously what happened to him, but he's in a state of confusion because the acids opened up certain parts of his mind. All these things have opened up certain parts of his mind. What's happened to him has opened up certain parts of his mind. So his mind now is in this space where, like, he's trying to understand what's happened to him, but grasp the levels he's escaped to. Mm. I don't want that, bro. That's for me personally. Like, because even if you look at it, if he was high, none of that would have happened.
If he wasn't high.
Because it would have been harder for it to happen. Because he would have been, even when he takes the acid, it's like his body's telling him, get out, man, we're in danger.
No, but he explained. He had context when he explained how that happened. He goes, imagine someone, imagine you being in a situation where you're at the bottom, your self-esteem is low, confidence is low, you feel shit for yourself, all that blah, 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 you're at a dead-end job. And then a man is here saying that he can take you to where you want to go.
No, I'm talking about the acid part.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is in his high, in his state of high, escapism, the guy was still telling him, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to make it.
No, I hear
but
that.
To be fair, he raped him, by the way. He was unconscious and he woke up with this guy having saliva around his penis. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the first...
100% is the first time.
No, was that the first time that he was awake when he saw it happen?
No,
that,
he wasn't lucid. But he wasn't. He didn't have his own agency.
Yeah.
At any point in time, he didn't have his own agency.
But that wasn't the first time.
Yeah, but it kept happening. He said that, like, he'll wake up and then, like, he would see stuff and he'd be like, precisely. he would understand.
I know, he didn't see him.
Yeah, but that was the first time he saw him. Or he knew what 100%. Happened. 100%. Yeah, yeah,
no, but that time, he didn't even know what happened.
No, there was
there was a time that he did.
No, he woke up, but he remember he didn't remember properly because only when he got to the shower, he was like, hold on.
The shower one was the full on
session.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's when that one was when he knew what had happened, but he was it lucid?
No,
he wasn't lucid. Being lucid means.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you are aware of everything that's happening?
No, so what's the opposite?
Inebriated.
Okay, there was one where he was aware, but he couldn't do anything. And that's the one where he had the shower. Yeah. He came out and that's when he was like,
that's what I'm saying,
I'm done.
Same one, but that's what I'm trying to say. He said it. When he took the acid, he was like, it's like my body was telling me, let's get out of here. Because remember, he started getting paranoid. He was like, this guy is bad. We need to get out of here. And he went for the door.
Mm.
So the guy gave him a drink to calm him down. So I'm saying, like, in some part of his mind, his body was, something was telling him, this is not right. Mm. And he even says it. Like, this is, we're not supposed to be here. I feel like that show just shows me that, like, so there's certain rooms, certain places you don't need to be in. And if you don't feel right, leave. But the quest for fame was crazy. It was high. Like, because he wanted to be famous so much, he ignored bare red flags. He ignored bare things that he should have noticed. But at the same time, the guy was calculated and he made sure his walls were kept getting lower because he wasn't really doing anything at the start. It was like, yeah, I could, this thing. Yeah, don't worry. We're cool, man. So I'm saying, it was enough.
Mm.
It was like, do you want to get higher? The first time you just in the toilet, do you want to get higher? Because remember, the brother was like, what are you doing? He was like, no, that's lines. So remember, already then he was like, oh, no, he's cool. Whenever we get higher, we just get higher.
So things are going well. I think he's getting around. He's doing shows. This guy looks like a beacon of light to him.
No, we were doing shows. It's Fringe.
Yeah, but he did a couple. It wasn't just the one. He did a couple.
Yeah, but I think the problem is, it's like footballers. When footballers retire, they get depressed. A lot of people say that because they're used to playing in front of whether it's 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people every week. They're calling your name or there's a high. The moment your career ends, no one playing on Saturdays no more. So after Fringe ended, the buzz of that show, so he looked for the buzz again. That's why he messaged my man. Like, remember, he was with his missus, his acting school. He's feeling sad. They're doing all this stuff. He's sad.
Couldn't even get a hard on for his missus.
He wants to hire.
Because of what that guy did to him.
Yeah. So he was definitely playing.
But he went back because he was now questioning his sexuality. Because the only time it is that he would have some sort of like reaction was when it is. They're thinking about, which is sad. It's very, very sad. Question though. Obviously, he had a lack of self-worth, right? Very low levels of confidence, right? So this guy plying him with compliments and taking the time to see him, obviously he held him to a high regard, and that's the guy identified that and manipulated him off the back of that, right?
Yeah.
So he now had a pocket of happiness where he felt confident and he kept on chasing it, right?
Yeah.
What's your pocket? What do you keep chasing? And in that particular arena, you can get got because you keep chasing it. What do you keep chasing? What do you keep chasing? What's that dangerous drug for you guys?
It's weird though, because I would have said money, but I don't think it is, because I wouldn't chase money for anything.
It'll be one of the two though. It'll either be money or girls.
Yeah, probably be girls.
But I can say I'm not willing to put myself in a dangerous situation for money or girls. My current mind state now.
That's what I'm saying. But I think the difference is with money, you can see it more.
Yeah, but
there's a bit more foresight.
No, but
for example, like the same way he met that woman at the bar and offered her a cup of tea.
Yeah.
She, off the bat, if you look at her, she's just a chubby, sweet old woman.
Yeah.
Peel back a couple layers, she's a nutter.
No, but what I'm saying.
So I want to say to you in terms of money, if someone offers me money for something mad, I can kind of see it. Like, what's the benefit?
No, whereas
a girl, you can meet a girl today, she's cool, she's buff. She's a mad woman.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, the way he framed the question, he started off by explaining where my man is, his self-worth, his confidence.
Yeah, I can clarify a bit more, expand a bit more. Right? Expand a bit more.
Man ain't low over it then. That's what you're saying. Man's confident ain't low over it. I hear you. Man said man ain't low over it. I hear you.
That's what I was doing. Go on.
Y'all both picked money or girls. He said no, not money. Maybe no money. But let's just focus on girls, women, right? With women, what gives you that high level of confidence each time you get that from women? What is it?
It don't give me a highest level of confidence. I think I'm beyond that. I just like women.
There's nothing a woman can do to make you feel...
No, but I just like... It's kind of like... I like trainers, isn't it? So for example...
No, I know you like women, but let me strip this back even more, right? So we know you like women. That's a standard. It's a baseline.
Yeah.
But there's certain women who, if you don't get this from them, you're not interested. That's not an option.
Mm.
What do they need to give you to be like, all right, cool, you've drawn me in. Same way how he was drawn in because he lacked something.
Just kindness.
And that's it? That's it?
That's it, kindness.
That's
no,
all?
No, because you know what it is? If a lady's pretty and she's kind, I like it. Because it's like... Okay.
No, but you're not answering the question, man.
What do you mean?
There could be 10 in front of you. What separates one from the other? It's got to be how she makes you feel. So what do you look for? For me, it's just allowing me to be me and you finding... I don't think comfort's the right word. Whether it's entertaining, whether you enjoy it.
So basically you're saying, as long as the bitch feels me, I'm good.
But that's what it's got to be though. You got to make me feel good. If I feel good, then I'm happy. I'm willing to make you feel good. If you don't make me feel good, I don't want
to
be here.
I don't look at it like that, because I don't need her to make me feel good to feel good. If that makes sense. No, like, as in, I don't need compliments. I'm not saying you're saying that. I don't need compliments. I don't need, like, as long as there's a respect and you're kind and you're nice and we can vibe, it's cool, bro.
Okay, but I'm not...
And you look good.
Okay, so I'm not getting in your business or whatever, but there's girl A, there's girl B. They both look good. They both have money.
Which one do I get along with better?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
I'll know when I speak to them.
No, but why? What does one have over the other?
I'm not going to lie to you. I've been trying to wear that out for time. I'll be honest with you. No, because sometimes...
Let's
have a real conversation. There's times when... I'm just saying.
Okay, cool.
You might meet girl A, yeah? And girl A should be really everything that you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that...
What is that something?
I don't know, man.
No, you do know. Either she wants you to pay for her Uber to and fro. Or whenever she comes over, you know you're not cooking, you have to order food. Or you have to watch a particular genre. Or she doesn't sleep properly. Because I know there's some girls that I've had in my house. The moment they tip over a certain part of drunk, they're annoying me now.
No, but that's different though, because... That's different.
Because
that's not a certain thing. I mean, that's not something that you don't know about. There's sometimes, that's... Remember, if you got three boxes, you might have a box with a girl where you're like, this ain't going nowhere.
Why is it not going nowhere?
Because of what you've said, the stuff okay, cool. you stated, like yeah. clear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's some girls where it's like, I don't know. Ways.
You do know?
No, there's sometimes you just don't, like, sometimes you just don't know.
Is it that you text her, she takes long to reply? When you phone her, there's no conversation?
No, she don't go to
gym. There's something, you just don't, you're just not saying it.
No, I'm being serious. But then that's what I'm saying. Anytime you can say what it is, yeah. you can put in a box because yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah, but there's some things that I'm happy to overlook. That's why.
Mm.
So I know what
or,
it is.
Or baby, man's a sport by choice.
Sorry,
No. When I say spot by choice, I don't mean in terms of there's 15 girls there.
All right, so you mean... there.
What I mean in terms of is like, for example, if Brent's in the studio and he orders KFC, if I know that like that's the only food that I could eat today, I'm more likely to be like, oh Brent, why are you seeing me? Whereas there's Uber Eats. So in my mind, I'm like, oh Brent, you got any chicken left? Brent's like, nah, finished it. All right, cool. Let me just order something else. So I'm saying sometimes choice is, I think it's sport dating in general. A lot of people think, I can let this one go.
Let me give you this one then.
Do you know what I'm saying?
What about, so some things that I've seen as we've been having a conversation, some things that annoy me, for example, it's not a big deal, but it's just, I'm not there with you, so let's not do that. Is when, for example, yeah, we've agreed to be casual.
Yeah.
And because we've agreed to be casual, you feel like you can do anything. And because we've agreed to be casual, it should be casual. But I still don't, there's certain things, romantic things I still don't want to do.
But if you're casual, that's fine because you've said
it's not fine. It's not fine.
Why is it not fine?
You can't. I don't believe a guy should be kissing a girl's forehead, for example, just because you've agreed to be casual, because you know what that gesture may lead to.
What's your term? You got a term you always use. What's your term?
What subject to change? No, but you can't be kissing forehead because
I'm not saying I'm not saying you can. But who tell? In the world we live in today, who dictates the parameters for
the two parties involved?
There you go. So if she's happy with being kissed on the head and he's happy doing it, it's calm.
Nah,
I think me personally, I wouldn't do it.
Mm. Some guys would. That's not fair. Is what I'm saying.
No, but fair on who? Because
if the girl turns around and says, I think he likes me.
But
she's not wrong for saying that. Is what I'm
cool,
saying.
But a girl can say, I think he likes me and you ain't done nothing.
That's fair. But at least, because at least you have a leg to stand on. Your Honor. How can she say she likes me? Look at what I've done.
And then a guy kissing the head can say, Your Honor, she said I likes me, but we've had a conversation, I've told her.
Come on, man. That's techie, man.
Brother, you see me, yeah? When I speak to people about certain things here, why is it that anywhere you go, you can speak about something and it's binding? If I go to BMW today, I get a PCP. Can I get a 4 Series? How much is it a month? $535 a month, blah, blah, blah. Cool. I can't come back into BMW 4 months later and say, I'm not really feeling this contract,
but they do.
Because they're spoken about it already, it's signed.
And the moment
you tell a girl or the girl tells you, it is...
But before they give you that contract, they usually do a credit check because I can't just take what you're saying.
How are you going to do a credit check on a
babes? No, but what I'm saying is, the example you gave, I've got to do it. You can tell me you can afford £500 a month. I do a credit check and it shows me you can't. You're not getting the car.
So what's the version of the credit check for the girl, bro?
You ain't telling me there's certain girls you've seen where they've told you one thing and you hope you got the opportunity to do a credit check first to be like, you know what? Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting what you're saying. You can't do it.
If we're both casual... We're both super casual. We've both agreed on something.
Yeah.
So now, it can change if both parties say, do you know what? If BMW come to me and say, oh, and I'll go to them, cool. But one party can't change what's already been written. Or what's already been said.
Yes, they can.
No, you can't.
She can.
How?
You can come back and say, listen, I'd like to change certain things.
All right, let me get this. All right, studio time. If Brent says studio time is, for example, you got studio from 9 till 7.
Yeah. What? What kind of shift?
I'm sorry. 7 till 9, yeah?
Yeah.
The only way you can change that shift is if you speak to Brent and Brent speaks to you and you agree.
Yeah.
If Brent says to you, man, if we've agreed 7 till 9, but Brent says, sorry, studio's not available, but no one sees the message, we're still turn up at 7, bro. There's a problem. Or if you say to Brent, we can't do it, Brent doesn't get the message, and Brent comes here at 7, he's pissed. You're wasting my time. So I'm saying that relates to the same thing in terms of relationship. If you both had a conversation about something, it's binding.
Yeah, but you can change, no?
You can if you both have a conversation and you both agree, but one can't change their mind and get mad at the other for not changing their
mind. Okay, see, that wasn't what was discussed, though. The get mad part. I'm not talking about the get mad part. I'm talking about changing your mind.
Whatever. Even if you change your mind, you have to let this person know you've changed your mind.
Yeah, facts. I agree.
If you don't, you can't be getting mad at this person because they don't feel the same way as you, for example.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Question. Can for both of you all, because you all are different people.
Yeah.
Right? What does a woman have to say to you or be to you or give to you for you all to feel euphoric? So each time you'd want to spend time with her, whether on the phone or in her presence, but you feel like a champion.
This, do you know what this conversation...
Quality time and attention.
Do you
know,
for you.
Do you know what this conversation is making me realize? We're low maintenance, you know?
No, not yet.
No, I'm vexing myself, bro. I'm low maintenance, bro. No.
And I'll get to that.
No, nah, bro, I'm low maintenance, I don't ask for much, you know?
You're just a dildo.
Oh, that's a bit raw, man.
It's, essentially, I'm going to get to that.
No. What I'm going to say to you is this. That's raw. That's
people
mad.
Just use you to masturbate.
No.
But he's offering himself, though.
No.
But I'll get this.
So I can't be a dildo because my one beat.
People are saying, all right, cuckoo, we're gonna have this this conference, right?
Yeah.
And then they say, yeah, get Taze.
Yeah.
He's a media mogul. Yeah. Yeah. Talk some sense to these young men. Yeah. Stand next, even the old men.
Yeah.
You mean trying, right? And then somebody says, "What about Marv? Nah, I came for the after party." Hey, would you feel away?
At least I'm. I'm still up in there. No, what I'm gonna say to you is what I meant by low maintenance is that. As Taylor said, for example, if a girl comes to my house or whatever, as long as, like, we can talk and it's just calm, it's just like, you know, like, there's a bit of banter, we understand each other. Brother, it's calm. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't need you to come and give me compliments. I don't need you to, like, do you know what I'm saying? If you say to me, how's your day and whatever you speak, cool, that's fine, because we're going to have a conversation anyway. But it's just, sometimes it's just being on a level with someone that, you ain't forcing nothing. It's just, as Taylor said, like, you can just be you and just, you're in your yard, you're chilling, watching something, you're cracking jokes, similar sense of humor. Yeah.
Is his name Donnie?
Mm.
All right, with Donnie,
mm-hmm.
he was at a stage of his life. And I think every human being, right? I believe the majority of human beings, they all try to level up in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
Right? Try to be a better human being, try to reach their supreme self, right? So we can see, we can clearly see what he was trying to attain, what he was chasing, right? So any person that allowed him access to that, he gravitated to it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whatever tools they would use in order to get, he's on that, yeah. right? With both of you all, what does leveling up look like? Because if my previous question, a woman is looking to ply you with those things that you identify as, yeah, this is going to make me better. You're going to want to get as much of that as possible, right? Now, cool, let me track back because of you shaking your head already. Cool.
Yeah.
What does leveling up look like for you? How do you become a better version of you? What does that aspiration level even look like? What is there for you, Marvin Abbey?
I feel like for me, it's just understanding myself better.
What does that mean?
Understand myself better in terms of like understanding the negatives, the positives, and just being a better me.
Name a negative that you've identified in your years of living.
Oh, my punctuality.
And how have you tried to address that?
I have still.
How?
I'm not late all the time.
So you've addressed that by telling me you're not late all the time?
I said by telling me.
You asked me, innit?
What steps have you taken to basically adjust that so that it's not something that you can claim in the negative part?
I'm still working on it, to be honest.
What? How are you working on it?
By leaving earlier, sometimes.
That's it. That's if I leave it earlier, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel if you would...
Or junk food. You can talk about junk food.
As in you're trying to cut...
Yeah, I'm cutting junk food, so I don't eat as much. So.
And in cutting junk food, do you think it's going to change your sleep pattern?
I've changed that as well. I've kind of identified that as well. Yeah.
You've identified it, but have you?
And I'm trying. Yeah. And I'm sleeping better. I'm sleeping earlier. I'm trying to get more of a. Do you know what it is? I feel like there's certain things that might, right? If Baby Rain Day, you could see that one thing led to this thing, which led to this thing, led to that thing. So I feel like with me, it's my sleeping pattern or my pattern in life in general is irregular. So my eating habits are irregular. My what else is there?
Sleeping
is irregular. So because there's certain things like that, it creeps into, and I multitask a lot as well. So for example, I might say, all right, if I need to be at the studio for 8, for example, or 7, say 8, I look at the clock at 7, I'm like, yeah, I've got to be at the studio at 8, cool. But then I might start editing a video at 7:05, or I might start doing laundry at 7:20. You know what I'm saying? I start doing shit and then by the time I realize, I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to leave. So I feel like that is another thing as well.
So you have a horrible time management.
To a degree, yeah.
What in your life can you say that when it comes to time management, you get that on point? And what? What's the most important thing that actually deviates from the norm for you as it pertains to time management?
Catching flights. But even then, remember, you got to be at the airport an hour before your flight.
And you're not...
No, I'm there. But maybe with like 3 to 5, 10 minutes to spare. Yeah.
And to be honest, a man or woman could be fine with that because you're still living, you're still operating, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to deciding that you want to be better, as in you want to level up,
yeah,
that has to drastically change,
yeah,
100%, right?
Yeah.
But at this point in time, has it?
To be fair, as I said, I've addressed other stuff. So in terms of my eating habits, my schedule, my sleeping pattern. So I'm just knocking off certain things. So eventually I think it will improve.
Have you ever lived a season in your life where you've had all of those particular things lined up properly? Have you ever been a premium man?
Yeah, I have.
That's a premium.
I have. I feel like that started more when I stopped working. When I stopped working full time.
Okay.
That's when it happened.
So you need that particular.
That was my routine. Okay. Because I used to work. Even remember radar days. There'd be times where, like, obviously, there's a few times I'd be late, but more times I was early then because by the time I'd leave work, I'd just drive straight to the studio.
Yeah.
And then whatever. So I had a routine, but it was mad though. Because them days I was working like 5, 6 days a week. Like 8 to 8.
Yeah.
I think what Brent's trying to ask you is that is it going to take a woman to step in and you address these issues?
I don't think it's going to take a woman. If you don't even identify that you have a problem and you want to change that.
I have identified, I just told you.
No, you've said it, but you've not made any movements to basically changing it.
The reason why I say that, yeah, is because, you know, sometimes people meet people. And all of a sudden, that motivates them to change. So for example, a man might meet a woman that he's looking at and thinking, you know what, you're the woman that I want in my life. But she's saying, not with the way you're currently living.
No, do you know what I get what Brent's saying? The reason I get what Brent's saying is because it's not detrimental. It's because, it's, for example, if I've been late, yeah, and it's detrimental and something mad has happened, I think Brent's trying to say, I kind of get what Brent's saying, alluding to.
Well, you're waiting for something.
I'm not waiting for something. I'm just saying this is like, he's saying that you're identifying it, but it's not
It's not affecting you. That's why you're not doing
anything
about it.
You don't care about it enough to be.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
So that's what I said. Would a woman change that? No. If you meet a girl that you're like, yo, I want you. And she says, yeah, but I don't like the way you live your life.
But do you know the way this thing is here? If someone's late for me, I don't mind. No, you're not getting, like, in terms of the way I, for example, like, you know, like, you might text a girl and she'll text you back for, like, 6 hours. You know, there's certain man in the group that get vexed at that.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I'll be honest with you. If a girl takes someone to text, I don't care.
I get it,
but I'm saying for me, I'm like, maybe you're busy or you've, whatever.
Taking long to text back isn't what bothers me. If I say, for example, I'm coming to your house
yeah.
and you say, what time? And I know we're going to the cinema for 8:45.
Yeah.
You live 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
I'm giving you 20 minutes now. So I'm saying I'll be outside your house for 8:15. I'm outside your house at 8:15. I text you, I'm outside. You say, give me 2 minutes. But you knew I was going to be there at 8:15. Why am I still giving you 2 minutes?
Yeah.
That's going to bug me because now I'm outside waiting for you to come down. I'm looking at the time. Now there's a battle between, should I message you to tell you to hurry up? Like, you don't know the film starts at 8:45.
Yeah.
That's what bugs me. So then when they finally get into the car and it's like, Taser, I'm sorry. I'm not hearing the sorry.
See me, I don't care about that.
No, but I want to watch the movie. No,
the reason why I don't care about that? I would care about that if I've come to your house, I'm waiting for 10 minutes. You come down, we go cinema. Then next time we go out, I'm late and you're spazzing out.
No, but no one needs to be late. I'm not doing tit for tat.
I'm not saying I'm doing tit for tat. I'm saying shit happens for me. Like,
but that's a different day though.
Shit happens for me. I don't take things personally. It's not a tit for tat thing. My thing is, something happened to you, I've given you the benefit of the doubt. I've been like, all right, cool, no drama. We move on. Afford me the same grace. That's what I'm saying. If you can't afford me the same grace, then don't, like, allow it.
We always project onto others what we want for ourselves, right? So for you, you care about punctuality.
Mm-hmm.
So if this person is saying, or you'll agree that it's going to happen, you're going to expect that to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it is, there's a detour, I beg you, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to make me chase.
Yeah.
No, but Taser's not wrong for that. I'm not saying Taser's wrong for...
Yeah, I'm aware, but you said that you don't mind if somebody decides to do...
No, no.
Because you...
I would know. I would mind.
You're a perennial line stepper.
But I'm saying it's cool. This is what it is.
But
it's not cool, though.
It's not, but it is.
but I think you're only saying it's cool because you do it.
Because you do it.
No, but people do that to me as well.
No, we're not talking about... Bear in mind, yeah, we're not talking about what people do to you. Yeah. We're talking about what you accept. Forget what people do to you.
And I said I accept it.
No, but the reason you accept it is because you do it.
But I accept it. That's it, innit?
No, but I'm saying the reason why you accept it is because you do it.
So let me get straight. So if people accept people being rude to them, is that because they're rude to other people?
Or they plan to be?
Not really. Not all the time.
The fact that you said
I just blew your theory out of the water.
No, the fact that you said all the time. No, because I don't take disrespect. I don't care who.
I didn't say you.
No,
do,
but there are some people who are quiet.
No,
but I'm giving you an example.
And they get disrespected. They don't give it back.
No, but what I'm
so
saying
then because
is,
you take that doesn't mean you give
but
it.
We can't talk. We're not talking.
I'm just saying that doesn't work all the time.
See, with me, I can be chatting to you, blah blah. You could throw a dickhead for whatever you decided to say. You ended it with dickhead. I'm letting you know, yo. That's not flying.
Yeah, 100%.
And then they might be like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't do name calling. If you read through our whole thread of whole chat, not once have I name dropped you, no matter how angry or happy I am. I don't do that. If they continue, but I'm just exiting the chat. I'm not talking to you again.
Mm.
That's it. I don't need you to do it twice. Ask anyone. I do not like the name. Even if it's in banter or in jest, I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying? Whereas the way you're saying it is, nah, you can get away with it because it's loading for me next week.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as in like, If it is what it is, for example, it's like how can I frame it? I'm trying to think of an example. Yeah, now for me, do you know what it is? For me, it's just not that serious. It's only if, for example, I'm just trying to think of this. You know, you're trying to break something down.
Those who claim that, remember on the top of this, I said my hot take is that I have no empathy for the guy, right?
Yeah.
How about people who say that you're blaming the victim by saying you have no sympathy for him, or it's his fault for going back to that particular place, even though he knew what happened to him?
That's why it's a dangerous line, man. And I can see both sides, but it's just dangerous because...
And on the flip side, he was there cussing out the woman for stepping over or, you know, taking advantage of his boundaries.
Yeah. What, in the alley?
Not just the alley.
Okay.
All over the gaff.
Yeah, but I think...
So his boundaries were penetrated.
Yeah.
And then he was vexed because she penetrated his boundaries.
No, but he even said it when he was going to the police station. He said that it's crazy that the person I should be reporting is this guy.
But he was protecting him.
But I'm reporting this girl or this woman for...
Mm.
And what she's done is nowhere near what my man's done.
If I'm going to answer that question, I want to answer it very carefully. Dave Chappelle says something similar, yeah? And I think the issue with the abuse with Martha and the abuse with his agent is that with Martha, there wasn't anything but compliments. Is all he wanted. He didn't want anything from her, but how it made him feel.
And that's what he wanted from the agent as well.
No, but with the agent, it was what he was potentially going to get. He felt, there was part of him that felt like by going to the agent, separate from what the actually
agent, the
happened.
The agent was still feeding him lies, though.
And, we don't know if it, no, but we
and
don't.
Compliments. He was feeding him compliments.
No. I'm not talking about making him feel good. I'm talking about him being to deliver the work.
But it's the same thing.
It's not. He's not getting that from Martha. He's getting that from the agent.
No, but I'm saying, but the, in terms of Martha, Martha was inflating his ego. She was giving him compliments. She was making him feel good. The agent was inflating his ego, giving him compliments, making him feel good. It was the same thing.
No, yeah, but
what? Remember, the agent saying you're going to be the next big thing.
Yeah, but the agent is the agent is the gatekeeper for that in his mind.
I hear that, but then she's the gatekeeper for
what?
Making him feel good.
Everything just good. No, I'm saying,
yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I also get his point because when we found out that the genesis of this traumatic event was the guy, his interaction with the woman now is him chasing what the guy was giving him, right? And I guess that didn't mean that she was now able to pave the way for him to garner success, but the feeling of being loved and seen.
Yeah.
She was giving him that the way the guy was giving him.
Yeah, I agree to that,
And the difference is that the guy was possibly able to give him
work.
And the fame, that little bit of fame. Yeah. So I feel like, back to what Brent said in terms of blaming the victim, I feel like, it's, as you said, it's very dangerous, but at the same time, it's, when someone gets abused or there's trauma, the mind doesn't work logically. It doesn't work how you'd think it should work, because not until you're in that position will you even know what you're going to do. So behaviours can't be explained. So now you saying, or someone saying, I don't have empathy for this person because of what they've done, look, they've gone back. It's like, yeah, but you're looking at that from your eyes outside, looking at it logically. When you're involved in the trauma, your mind is scrambled. It's all over the place because there's a form of, remember, there's a form of comfort in going back to that person in a weird way. And also, only you and that person know about it.
That's what scene represents.
You don't want to tell everyone else. So now it's a secret between you two, and it's the devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
That's the whole.
It's mad.
That's the whole scene with him coming out of the bath and being and wrapped around with the towel by the same person who abused him. Yeah. That's what that whole scene represents. The sequence of events is the same person who abused you is the same person you're seeking comfort from.
Yeah.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.